What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, well, I'm shaking things up a bit. I know I said last week we're going to spill the tea about red flags, green flags, and those beige icks, and we will get to that next week. But for today's tea time sesh, I'm being so honest with you. I have just gotten back from New York City, and I am exhausted, and I have seen the overwhelming response to Bex's episode last week. Yes, we talked about dating, we talked about healing, we talked about sexuality last week, and well, that tea time sesh, you guys loved it. You guys ate it up. I mean, as you should. It was a great tea time sesh, if I say so myself. But anywho, anyway, I decided to share a cutting room floor exclusive with you all for today's tea time sesh. But before we get into that, make sure to connect with me on socials. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you are on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials will be linked in the show notes below. All right, Radiant Icons, we have gone through the DTBI housekeeping. Let's get to the good stuff, shall we? Let's get to that exclusive cutting room floor footage with Bex from last week, okay? Okay, because you know we love exclusives here at Dare to Be Iconic. And well, you ask, you will receive, Radiant Icons. Are you ready? Because your tea time sesh is starting now.
And in this new chapter of my life, as I am, you know, starting to go out on dates again, that's like kind of crazy. It's been a while since I did that. But what I'm looking for is so drastically different. And I was telling you all about this last night as I was getting ready. I was like, I'm so nervous. But on the drive there, I just kept reassuring myself, and I was like, I'm just going to show up, and I'm going to be 100% Bex, and if that chases this guy away, good riddance. Like, that's completely fine. I don't need that. And I do genuinely think that the date went pretty well. I was 100% myself. Did not scare him away, and you know, it was just kind of like a positive sign from the universe that like everything I'm doing right now is the right thing to be doing. But yeah, I went out, we went to a club together. He likes to go out and have fun.
What a strange concept, going out to have fun with your partner. Wow. So strange. Right. So weird.
Right. Going out, doing something fun, like dancing at a club. I don't know. But we went out to a club. There was like a nice spot outside where we could like talk, and you know, we were just kind of getting to know each other a little bit. And one of the main things, first off, he listened to me talk forever. I just started like rambling, and I kept being like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like I've been talking about myself forever. Like please, like, you know, share anything that you want to share or whatever. And one of the things, sorry, I feel like I've been talking forever. Like, you know, tell me about yourself. He goes, I could listen forever. And I was like, oh.
No, because let me tell you, on my first date with my boyfriend, I felt like I was talking the entire time. And you know, I love to yap. I mean, that's why I have a mic and headphones. That's why I have a podcast. But I literally was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've spoken about myself. So tell me about yourself. And he goes, no, I'd rather just listen to you. And at first I was like, wait, you need to talk too. Like, hello. But I realize, I'm like, hello? Oh, wait, He actually just wants to hear my perspective. He wants to listen to me. That's not bad, actually. I'd rather have someone who's listening to me than someone who's going to talk over me and not let me finish my thought.
Right. Like, this conversation is going to be two-sided. You're going to let me share a whole bunch of, like, stories, and you're going to listen all the way to the end. Not only are you going to listen all the way to the end, you're then going to add on to them in the moment and then bring them up later in the night.
And then show me that you actually truly did listen to me.
Yeah. When the moment arises to, like, bring it back up later, or, like, bring it full circle, like, you will. Insane.
No, it's literally insane. And yeah. I think it is so attractive when a man actually shows you with his actions that he does listen to you, that he is observant, that he does actually take everything in and digest it and, like, chooses to remember it. Like, that is attractive. Like, that is attractive, and that is what we need. That is what we need.
Exactly. Like, just for example, I mentioned to the guy last night, like, at the beginning of the date, I think, like, briefly, I was like, oh yeah, tomorrow, like, I'm going on my friend's podcast. I'm super excited. Like, it's my second time that I'm doing it. And then he messaged me today and he was like, oh, what time are you doing the podcast again? Like, I know that you said you were doing that today. And I was like, and you remembered. Like, and you remembered.
I literally love that for you, because I think it's the most amazing feeling when a guy shows you that he actually cares about you and actually listens to you. And I know when my boyfriend and I were in the talking stage, my masterclass, Daring to Be Confident, was coming out, right? And it was the day I was teaching the class, and I had obviously, like, talked his ear off about it the whole entire week. And so when it came to the day of the class, right, he was like, good morning, like, it's masterclass day, like, I'm so excited for you, I can't wait to hear all about it, like, just so engaged, so interested. And, like, that's something that I've never had before. And it's kind of weird to have my brain process that someone actually does care about the things that I care about and the things that I am doing.
Like, simply because it's something that you care about and that you're passionate about, they're going to then care about it because they care about you.
Period.
What?
I know. It's, like, such a foreign concept. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But anyway, Radiant Icons, I will chat with you guys next week, because we are spilling the tea on red flags, green flags, and those beige icks. And I cannot wait to dive into it with you all right here on Dare to Be Iconic. So you gotta make sure you're subscribed, okay? So you get those little notifications every time I drop a new episode. But anywho, I'll chat with you next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.